The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has announced in the Dáil today that Fianna Fáil will honour and continue a renewal of the confidence and supply agreement into 2020. There will be no general election next year, notwithstanding the fact that on the 24th of May there will be a local and there will be a European election. It's a pleasure to welcome to the programme Dara Cleary, Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil. Dara, I spoke about this myself at the top of the programme, and I certainly get what's in it for Fine Gael. I get what's in it for the country. And I said I didn't get what was in it for Fianna Fáil and why they wouldn't post-Brexit. And I fully respect the uncertainty in the national interest for Brexit. And I just read out two emails of a torrent we received in terms of Fianna Fáil's own supporters. And I'm just purely talking about this in the narrow common membership. Once again, Micheál Martin has failed FF grassroots, supporting this toxic rich boy government. They failed their FF greatest chance of testing the real voters' mood by not putting up a presidential candidate. That would have done a realistic barometer test, but no. Our dithering leader, Micheál Martin, kowtowed to Leo. After voting Fianna Fáil for 40 years, I guess it's time to vote for some other group. I'm disappointed and disillusioned. Anne says, I will now never vote FF again because of this new confidence agreement. Do you appreciate, and now there are people who don't support Fianna Fáil who think this is a great move, do you understand how hardcore supporters are disappointed?
Hi, Ivan. Good evening to you, firstly. And yes, absolutely, I do. This isn't an easy decision for us. And, you know, you opened your question by asking what's in this for Fianna Fáil. There's nothing in this for Fianna Fáil. But we have a responsibility that the people who voted for us in 2016 gave us, which we took on board in 2016 through confidence and supply. A couple of weeks after we took it on board, the Brexit referendum occurred and set the process off that's leading to the events both here today but also in Westminster. And that is a huge threat to the economic stability of the state at the moment, Ivan. And when that threat to economic stability is there, we certainly didn't want to put a political stability threat there as well. And you also said, you know, none of us can know when Brexit's going to happen. You know, events this week have changed the dialogue around Brexit completely. So it's essential that as a country that is so dependent on the UK market, that's so dependent on the land bridge across the UK for jobs, that we provide political stability. But I absolutely hear what Anne has said and hear what your first emailer has said. You know, we're getting it and we're hearing that. But we have to today put on the Irish jersey and actually say we're flying the flag for Ireland by providing this stability to get our country through this huge, huge challenge.
Well, what others are saying, Joe says, what's in this for Fianna Fáil? Another year before they have to face the prospect of oblivion. And Tom says, as plain as the nose in his face, the new deal Fianna Fáil has struck with Fine Gael is far more about what's in the current interest of Fianna Fáil being constructive, as you put it, not in the national interest. Based on every opinion poll in the past number of years, Fianna Fáil have zero chance of forming a government.
So it's obvious. Zero chance, Ivan.
The point they're making is this has been agreed to out of position of weakness in the polls.
Absolutely not. I mean, I probably spoke to you in December 2015, and we had the same conversation. We're way behind in the polls. Why are Fianna Fáil even turning up for the 2016 election? We turned up and we got 44 seats. We outperformed all the polling expectations. So we're not governed by polls. We're not dictated to by polls. We, as a party, in 2016, we could have walked away from this agreement on a number of occasions over the past 2.5 years, where it would have been profitable for Fianna Fáil to go, but not for Ireland. We have been really responsible, and we have sought through the agreement to try and get changes in terms of housing and education and in health. And we will continue to fight that fight during 2019.
But who do you think, if you fix housing and health, who do you think is going to get the credit? Simon Harris, Eamon Murphy, not Fianna Fáil?
Well, look, Ivan, there's no sense of credit. What we're doing this here for this evening is in the national interest, quote that phrase, at a time when the UK political system is in chaos, and even you will see that. Mm-hmm. We are showing here that the Irish political system is ready to respond to one of the biggest threats to the state since the foundation of the state. That is the uncertainty, the economic and social uncertainty around Brexit. And we have stood up to the mark as a party today.
You see,
yes, it's not popular, but I'm sure, you know, we don't do things for popularity when we're standing.
You see, I mean, like, whenever you ask Fianna Fáil this question, they come with the long spiel, which is actually reasonable and factual. In 2016, there was no government. The country had to have a government and so on and so forth. The point is, by the time you get to 2020, we're well past austerity. We're in a different situation. There is the real risk that you could lose your identity, both in policy and a platform basis.
Well, look, through confidence supply, we prioritise issues. So, for instance, in health, we prioritise the establishment of the Treatment Purchase Fund, a very strong Fianna Fáil initiative. That's beginning to address waiting lists. That was resisted strongly by Fine Gael during negotiations and confidence supply. They're now claiming it as one of the rescuers of the health service. In education, we prioritise lowering the pupil-teacher ratio. That has resulted in smaller class sizes around the country because of Fianna Fáil's influence. In education, we prioritise the restoration of guidance counselling in secondary schools around the country at a time when we need that kind of guidance at secondary school level. That's a Fianna Fáil initiative. No Fine Gael party ever did anything the kind of welfare increases and kind of welfare supports we have prioritised over the last
few
years.
Well, bad news for you, Dara. I have a statement here from the Fine Gael negotiating team, and it lists all those things as their achievements. I have it here in front of me.
Yeah, so look, I'll be speaking to Regina. They're going to do that. And yeah. If they want to do that, let them off. But, you know, the reality is we have brought our influence to bear through confidence supply. We will continue to do that through 2019. We'll continue to do it within the prism of political certainty. But most importantly, Ireland is politically ready to respond to Brexit. And instead of sending out statements listing achievements, what Fine Gael needs to now is get the finger out and get this country ready for Brexit in terms of our businesses, in terms of small businesses.
Okay.
In terms
I wrote and argued that it was in Fianna Fáil's best interest when you had all your councillors getting out all their family and friends and voters in Mayo and elsewhere on the 24th of May. It mightn't be a bad opportunity relative to independents and other parties to do so. That opportunity has been spurred. When do you believe is the right time to hold the next general election and bring down this posh boy government?
Well, look, we're committed through confidence supply through 2019 and through budget 2019. And what Micheál Martin said in the Dáil today is that sometime in first quarter 2020 will be an appropriate time for an election. We will have certainty at that stage around Brexit. We'll have an awareness of the economic impact of Brexit. We'll be able to have that election within the prism of post-Brexit EU and its impact on Ireland. And the debate around the country's future and around where resources should be spent can be held realistically within that context.
Finally, I want to play you what John McGuinness said on News Talk Breakfast this morning, and I want to ask you, on foot of this, will there be a split in the party over this?
We still have long waiting lists in hospitals. We have issues in relation to housing, health and so on that have not been dealt with. And I think any renewal of the confidence and supply arrangement would be an indication to the public that we support the current government, when in fact they have not performed in the way that they should. They have not fulfilled the policies that they have should, and they haven't served the people well.
Was this endorsed by the parliamentary party?
Yes, Micheál spoke to the parliamentary party last night, and he's been speaking to members of the parliamentary party over the last 2 weeks. He's had a very much open door on it. It was discussed last night, and he sought their trust and their approval to proceed with this. And, you know, there's not full agreement. I'm not going to cod you or cod myself in thinking there's full agreement within Fianna Fáil on this. There won't be. But we are putting, as I said to you earlier, we're putting the Irish jersey on, and we're ensuring and we're guaranteeing political stability for Ireland. And that political stability is in huge contrast to what we're seeing across the water this evening.
Dara Cailleary, Mayo TD for Fianna Fáil and Deputy Leader of the party, thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.